June is Seniors Month in Ontario, a time when we celebrate our older residents and their contributions to our communities, which, by the way, are many. We also pay particular attention to the available programs, keeping them active and connected. It is our great fortune to be talking with an organization supporting and showcasing the stunning artistic talent that exists right here in Welland and our neighboring municipalities. Whether you're an emerging or established artist, or an undeniable art enthusiast, the Visual Artists of Welland is a group encouraging creativity and teaching artistic expression. If you're not yet familiar with the VAW, it's something you don't want to miss. So, just who is this group and where can you find them? How do their programs benefit seniors? What's to be gained at any age from taking a class, exploring a new interest, and trying something creative? Ready to talk art and programs with us is Dee Dee Alexander, Visual Artists of Welland co-president. So it's time to set up our easels, pick up our brushes, and find out. What's up, Welland?
So today, we are joined by Dee Dee Alexander. Dee Dee, thank you so much for bringing the Visual Artists of Welland to What's Up, Welland. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So before we go any further, I need to know, what is or what are the Visual Artists of Welland, and where can people find you?
The Visual Artists of Welland is an organization of 64 members, including 9 board members. Some members are art enthusiasts, emerging artists, or established artists. Out of the 64 members, perhaps 7 have formal university training. The majority of people, therefore, are self-taught like me. People can find us 4 major ways. They can go to the gallery shop at the Seaway Mall, which is next to Northern Reflections and Freedom Mobile. They can visit the VAW website, visualartistsofwelland.com, Facebook, or Google Visual Artists of Welland.
Dee Dee, how did this group come to exist?
Okay, a good question. Thank you. On July 4th, 2018, Pam Duncan and I were just acquaintances at the time. Pam Duncan and I are co-founders and co-presidents. So we went to Tim Hortons and shared our visions for the art group, having an art group in Welland, and we were in sync and we decided to try it out. So a month later, in August, we had our first general meeting and people actually showed up. Many decided at the time to purchase a membership, and so we decided we're in business. And then some people signed up for a board position, and we knew there was no turning back. In January 2019, we were incorporated as a not-for-profit business, and in April, we had our first show, a 3-day show called Spring Fling, and it was very successful. In August, we were the Citizens of the Year for Art and Culture through Vance Badaway's office. So we were just tickled about that. And then in March 2020, of course, the pandemic hit, and it put the brakes on the second annual Spring Fling art show and sale. But in October 2021, we didn't let the pandemic slow us down. We opened the gallery shop at the Seaway Mall. 3 people have been particularly instrumental to our success with their support. Number 1, Mayor Frank Campion. Number 2, Vance Badaway, the MP for Niagara Centre. And Mike Belcastro, president of the Seaway Mall. Very supportive from them. A lot of support from them.
Wow, that's excellent to see that much community support and work behind this mm-hmm. new organization.
Absolutely.
I wonder how many ventures have come out of a conversation at Tim Hortons for all people.
Yeah.
I assume there's probably quite a few.
That's a great observation, Paul. I'm just wondering, the same thing, you know, you sit, you talk over coffee, and before you know it, a vision has come into being.
Well, that's awesome. And as you mentioned, you know, that vision has taken on a life of its own, if you will, and it's become what it is today. And in kind of morphing into today's iteration of the Visual Artists of Welland, you were able to receive some funding recently.
That's right.
Which is, Which is awesome. Funding is always incredibly helpful for organizations such as yours. So in addition to the excitement of receiving that funding, can you tell us a little bit about how you'll use that funding and how that will positively impact your organization?
Sure. Thank you, Mark. Receiving the news of the grant was very exciting and very affirming. Pam and I did, you know, the Jump for Joy dance. And we knew that as a result of this grant, that it would take us to a different level, something that we could achieve that was only in our dreams and vision, but we were able and are able to accomplish. So, first of all, it's called the New Horizons for Seniors program, and it positively impacted our organization. And I have to clarify that according to this grant, seniors are considered 50 years and over, not 65, but 50. Imagine if we only got our old age pension at that point. So if you don't need to be a senior to participate in the classes, however. So how has this impacted us positively? We are able to expand our marketing and promotion of the organization. As a result, membership has increased and the funding has helped people realize we are here right in Welland. Three subcommittees were struck as a result of getting this grant, and non-board members had the opportunity to become involved without a long-term commitment of being on the board. So they went out into the community, placed posters, became involved, and that, of course, helps increase the feeling of self-worth.
So, Dee Dee, June is Seniors Month. We know seniors are 50 and over.
We do now.
Thank you for
that. I started to do the math in my head of when I'm going to be considered a senior now.
And it's kind of not that far off. But so thank you for joining us for Seniors Month and for talking about programming that benefits the seniors in our community. What do you believe is the value of creativity in an individual's life, especially as one ages, that 50 and beyond? How impactful is creativity for them? And what do activities like creative endeavors do for people?
Okay, excellent, excellent question, because that's at the core of why we're here today, but why the visual of artists were granted this federal money. So I'll speak from the point of view of value of art for the artist. The value of art, like all creative endeavors, like baking, dancing, writing, etc., helps improve and sustain cognitive skills and social relationships and mental well-being as people age. It lets people be observant, especially of the beauty surrounding them. It helps them to plan from inspiration to creation. Their focus and organizational skills are sharpened. It keeps the synapses firing and creates new neural pathways. All are very good for the brain. Social relationships. Art allows people to share a passion that lets them engage with like-minded people and consequently form and maintain friendships. They keep active socially by discussing and sharing ideas and methods, ideas, tips, and tricks. And then finally, mental well-being. Artistic creativity results in uplifted spirits and keeps people positive, which makes it easier to be enjoyable to be around. Art also allows a sense of accomplishment and appreciation outside of the family and or workplace, which always makes people feel valued. The VAW is a very supportive and caring organization where, we cheer on all our members. If one person sells a piece of art, everybody is happy for that person. There aren't any cliques or levels or anything like that. Everything is fine. Everybody gets along.
Wow. A lot of benefits.
Oh, yes.
A lot of benefits.
I like this organization a lot.
That's great.
Thanks.
So creative classes are offered in the gallery. And for anybody listening, they may be curious as to how do they sign up? What do they need to do? What the cost involved is? Any of those kind of details? What can you share with anybody who might want to get involved, the steps they would need to take to do so?
Okay, it's very simple and straightforward and streamlined to become involved. The classes are held on Sundays from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m. Each three-hour class costs $20. Classes are capped at 10 participants, so there's enough room for social distancing, enough space for intimacy as well, one-on-one with the instructor. The best thing is that all materials are provided. So aside from the $20, there's no further financial investment. In addition, everybody needs to understand that pre-registration is required. One can go to the gallery shop to pre-register and pay, or email visualartistsofwelland@gmail.com. And if you can't remember that, just Google us, Visual Artists of Welland.
So, Didi, that is some pretty spectacular value. I mean, the social interaction, the artistic piece, that is great value. Beyond the classes that you offer people, the VAW is membership-based. What can you tell us about the membership? Where do your members come from? What comes with membership?
Okay, good. So the cost of the membership is $35 a year, and that's from September to August. There are benefits to being a member of the VAW. They can exhibit in our shows at the member price. And discounts, they can get discounts at different shops that we've negotiated with. Members come from the Niagara region, and one of our members is actually from Milton. Wow. So we're very proud of that, that it's expanded beyond the borders of the region.
Just going back to the classes themselves, I, for example, can barely draw a stick figure. Is there any prerequisite, or do people need to have some type of experience with art to attend a class or benefit from the classes? Or what's kind of the group that you're targeting with these classes?
Okay. All the classes that we offer are categorized as beginner, intermediate, or advanced. At this point, most of the classes offered are currently at the beginner level. So no artistic experience is needed to participate in the beginner designated classes.
So probably just a willingness to learn, have fun, and enjoy yourself is all that would be required.
Exactly. And it's a without judgment space.
So, Mark, you can definitely grow the stick figure drawing skills for sure.
Put some meat on those stick bones. My kids can outdraw me already. It's a talent I've never had. Didi, you mentioned a little bit about the organization's history and how it came to be, and obviously the work that you've put in with the organization and other members is we're seeing it pay dividends now. What are your hopes and plans for the rest of this year and moving forward? Is there anything you're particularly excited about or really looking forward to with this group?
Yes, Mark. Thank you. First of all, I'll divide that into two broad categories. First, we have a full roster of Visual Artists of Welland members to exhibit their art besides the gallery shop at the Seaway Mall. Now to July 31st, we're at the Welland Historical Museum. On June 8th, our artists will be delivering their work to the Niagara Falls Art Museum. And the art show and sale will begin June 25th and run to August 30th. September and October, Visual Artists of Welland artists can opt to exhibit at the Beamsville Library. And then the Seaway Mall will be the venue for the Sleigh Bells Art Show and Sale from November 18th to November 20th. It's just a three-day sale, art show and sale. During November and December, artists will once again sell their one-of-a-kind hand-painted ornaments for $5 to raise money for our bursary program, which I'd like to speak about for half a second.
Yeah, please do.
When Pam and I first started this Visual Artists of Welland organization, we did state that right from the get-go, we were going to offer bursaries to the five high schools in Welland. And we've been able to achieve that goal each year. So 2019, 2020, 2021, and of course this year, 2022. Each school has put forth the name of a winning recipient, and we're going to be at most of the ceremonies, convocation ceremonies, to provide the check for the lucky student, or the deserving student, I should say.
Okay. Luck has no play in this.
No. And it's all hardworking people. Pam Duncan and I will also reapply for the seniors federal grant. So when this grant expires in March 2023, we'll hopefully be able to continue with offering classes into 2023-2024. And in terms of what we are excited about, we are very humbled by the support and opportunities that we have received over the last 4 years. And that continues to excite us in many ways. People like John Chiocchio and Sky Scene, Kojiko, J.T. Lewis at the Tribune, Niagara This Week, Jeff Birch's office staff, some regional counselors, several local businesses, the opportunity of working with the Rose Festival, the Hope Center, and Women's Place, and of course, to you, Mark and Paul, for having us and being interested in the Visual Artists of Welland. Thank you very much.
Well, Didi, thank you very much for joining us and sharing so much information about what this organization is about. And I mean, in such a short period of time, you've done quite a bit. You've really grown into our community, and I can't say thank you enough. I don't know, Mark, I'm sure you've got great thanks as well.
Yeah, no, I share that appreciation. And again, one of the things that we try to do with this, you know, little fledgling podcast that we have is to present the community with the groups and organizations and programs, activities, et cetera, that are happening in Welland, right? That people maybe don't know about, or they've only heard in a fleeting conversation. So, you know, I like Paul said, with as much as you've been able to accomplish, hopefully we can help continue to spread the word for you. And, you know, as with all things grants, when you can really show the value of those programs,
absolutely,
it makes application for those grants or the success of those applications that much greater. So it sounds like you're well on your way with participation and membership, which is amazing. And we hope you continue to grow and do great things, because it sounds like you're doing it now and you're going to be well on your way to continue it.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Paul.
So, Didi, before we can let you go, we have to ask you,
like, the only non-related question we have today.
Didi, do you like pineapple on your pizza, yes or no?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A definitive yes for the call.
Wholehearted yes.
Yes. And I asked Pam that yesterday. Absolutely for her as
okay.
well.
Okay. You know what? We're going to count that one for Pam, too.
Done.
Yep. That's a 2-for-1. All
excellent.
Right. Didi, thank you again so much. It's been a great pleasure to chat with you and to learn a little bit more about the Visual Artists of Welland, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
All right. So it is Bridge the Gap time, and I was excited about this episode going in, and with everything that Didi shared with us, I'm that much more excited and curious and interested in all things Visual Artists of Welland. What I found most impressive and most encouraging and inspiring was how quickly they have become so well integrated within our community. They're just over 4 years old. And in that time, they've gotten ample support from all levels of government, municipal, provincial, federal. They are impacting people in Welland, across Niagara. They've got people as far as Milton aware of them. And I guess at the heart of everything they do is the value of art and the value of community interaction and engagement and participation, and just basically everything about them is positive. And I'm so happy we were able to invite them on, showcase them, give them a spotlight, and Now I want to pay attention to what happens with them as they continue to grow and offer classes and all things creative to Welland and beyond. Mark, what was your takeaway today?
All of that. But it's actually the one thing I keep thinking on is something that we didn't even discuss today. And that was how Didi came to join us on the show. And basically what happened is, give or take maybe 6-8 weeks ago now, timeline not terribly important, somebody had reached out to us and said, hey, did you know about this group or what they're doing, or however that conversation may have, you know, precisely went. But essentially they brought the Visual Artists of Welland to our attention and thought that they would be a great group to feature on What's Up Welland. And I think after listening to Didi today and hearing about what they're up to and what they have on the horizon, this person was 100% correct. So thank you to that person who reached out to us, because it was just a great opportunity to learn more about an organization that operates within our city. And for people who maybe have artistic inclinations but don't know where to go to, you know, have that creative outlet, and they hear this episode, maybe they'll become a member of the Welland or the Visual Artists of Welland. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it was a great conversation. It was very positive, which is always nice. And we do encourage everybody who has ideas to share them with us. You can do so at engagewelland.ca/podcast. Give us your ideas. If there's a topic you want us to discuss, or you know of somebody you think would make a great guest, let us know. We're happy to explore that option. And until next time, we'll catch you on What's Up Welland.